It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we just came back from the annual Phenology Conference at Lake Itasca, and you missed a great experience if you weren't there. We learned a great deal about trees and plants and timing of things. Larry Weber tied up the whole show with a great presentation that he called Ought Win, which concentrated on all of the things that happen in this period of time between leaf drop and the winter. And it was absolutely stunning. The things that you can see out there if you're just taking the time or just paying attention, you know, let your curiosity run a little bit. I was looking at Season Watch today, and a lot of you have been doing that. There was a great picture of a fellow who thought maybe his neighbor's cat had run up the tree, so he put a live trap down at the bottom of the tree, and when he came out in the morning, there was a fisher in the trap. And I suppose you might mistake a fisher for a cat. They're pretty similar, but I can tell you what, you wouldn't want to have a fisher in your house. You'd much rather have a cat. The fisher is a pretty aggressive little animal. I happened to see a fisher this past week up in the Chippewa National Forest. I was headed up to the spruce site up there, and there it stood in the middle of the road when I came around the corner, and it ran into the woods, but it only ran into the woods about 20 yards and stopped and looked back over its shoulder at me. I was completely taken. They are a magnificent little animal, and as I mentioned, quite fierce. Nothing you'd want to fool with. In my own notes from this past week, I guess just to sum it up, last week at this time, the aspens were kind of thatched in yellow, as the kids said in their reports. They looked like candles. They had those yellow leaves at the top. That was from Virginia. Pardon me. And also last week, the big tooth aspen were in full color, just absolutely stunning last Tuesday. The tamaracks were at or approaching their peak color. I think I had their peak color the day after, the 18th. And all of that changed in five, six short days. So here's how it ran for me. Last week, Tuesday, full color on the aspens, full color on the big tooth aspens, the red oaks, the tamaracks. Everybody was just showing off their colors. There was lots of that deep bronzy red from the red oaks and the yellows of the big tooth aspens and the trembling aspens and that smoky gold color of the tamaracks. It was wonderful. And then on Friday, I drove over to the Bemidji area. It was south of Bemidji near the state park, Itasca State Park, and seeing the same sorts of things. Lots of trees in full color. When I left there on Sunday, the forests were bare. We had a little bit of rain on Saturday, and we had a lot of wind through the entire weekend, and we're still experiencing quite a bit of wind. And it conspired to take the leaves off of just about every tree out there, with some exceptions, of course. I know you were waiting for that. And as I like to say, the ones that you see now that are in color generally fall into those groups that we call not from around here. And that includes the eastern cottonwoods, which are a mixture of yellow and green right now. And much like the birches, they seem to go yellow and green, and the yellow leaves seem to fall out, and the green leaves seem to turn yellow. And so there's this constant turnover as the leaves fall and yellow and stay green. So, but they are still pretty spectacular. If you're driving around this morning and you see trees with with yellow or green leaves, you're probably looking at, perhaps the eastern cottonwood or the Lombardy poplar, which is a particular type of poplar which has a very much, I guess I would call it a cigar shape. It doesn't branch out very far. It stays pretty close to the trunk and grows up kind of tall and plump like a big fat cigar. And that's the Lombardy poplar. The other things that are out there with leaves on them still, the willows, for the most part, have some thatching on the top. The weeping willows, which are not from around here, are quite a mixture of yellow and green right now and haven't really begun to lose their leaves. As I look out the windows here at KAXE, the river birch, which is not from around here, has primarily green leaves at this point. And below that and along the riverbanks, there are a lot of green leaves there as well. And they belong to the buckthorn. And we all know that buckthorn is, say it with me, not from around here. And Tartarian honeysuckle is also quite spectacular right now. There is a hybrid. I just learned this weekend. There's a hybrid honeysuckle, which is similar to the Tartarian honeysuckle and also is not from around here and is kind of yellow right now, but I saw some at my house. I thought I had gotten rid of all of these foreign species, but I found another patch, and I will do my best to eradicate them. If you have buckthorn or Tartarian honeysuckle on your property and you see green leaves this time of year or yellow leaves that are compound and branched oppositely, those are the Tartarian, or they are that varietal of honeysuckle. And they are both invasive. And now is a good time to identify them. And if you don't have time to deal with them right now, put some ribbon on them, tie them up some way, put some yarn on them, mark them. And during the winter, when you have a little more time, or during next spring, you might want to get out there and tear them out of the ground, or cut them off and treat them with some herbicide, or you can cut them and then put a black plastic bag over the stump, and that will help to get rid of them. So do your part. Other than that, not a lot of leaves left. We are rapidly moving into fall, but that doesn't mean that we're all done. The blueberries, for example, are gorgeous. They're bright red and hanging in there right along the ground level. They're just gorgeous. And common blackberry, oh man, the blackberry and not only the blackberry, but the raspberries, both of those. Raspberries in the woods are still pretty green, and I found some green leaves on the blackberries as well. But those areas where they've been exposed and have a little bit of sunlight on them, they are red and yellow and very spectacular. So look at the raspberries and blackberries right now. Common lilac. The leaves are kind of mixture of green and brown, and sort of changing, and look at your lilacs. Almost everyone has lilacs or drives by some lilacs. Watch them. Lilacs are not from around here, but are quite common and pretty ubiquitous. And because they are common and ubiquitous, they make a really good indicator for climate change or for just temperature change or however you want to rate it. But because they're genetically similar throughout their area, they respond about the same. And so you get a chance to see lilacs, you know, starting to lose their leaves here, probably up in Baudette. They are probably nearly bare by now. And down in Northfield, they're probably still quite green. But we will let you know how the lilacs are going this time of year. There's a tree out there that looks like looks like a maple if you get up close to it. It has a kind of a lobed leaf. The leaf is, at this time of year, kind of cocoa brown on top and white underneath. Normally it would be green, kind of a light green on top and white underneath. And it is called the white poplar. And they are, about 75% defoliated, but still a lot of leaves on them. Black locust, which is not from around here, has a lot of leaves on it too. So you might see some black locusts on your drive, and they have a leaf quite a bit like the mountain ash. Other things that I've been seeing this past week, I mentioned the fisher, which was pretty exciting. I haven't seen a chipmunk around my house for a couple of weeks, and I'm not certain that they've disappeared. Maybe just not there at the right time, but the chipmunks are kind of less abundant than they were 2 weeks ago, for example. Also, I've got fox sparrows and chipping sparrows and juncos feeding on the ground underneath my feeder. If you want to bring in those birds, you need to probably put out some millet seed. They really like millet, and you can get millet just about anywhere. Buy the white millet and throw it in there, and you will be very happy with the results. You'll see a lot of these ground-feeding birds coming to your feeders. It's a lot of fun to watch them. I was, as I mentioned, over in at Lake Itasca, and on the way back, I went by, coming up on this area, and from a distance, I could see these couple of bald eagles circling, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. And they were pretty low, so I was watching them a little bit, and then I started looking around thinking, well, there's got to be something around here. And then I spotted like five or six ravens that were flying in the air with the eagles. And as I got closer, a juvenile bald eagle took off from the edge of the road, and two magpies moved in, and there was a roadkill there, as you might have already assumed, because that kind of activity is generally the result of some hungry birds finding an easy opportunity to dine, and they were all over this thing, so they were really giving it what for. A final couple of notes from the week. One is that the common asparagus, it's really the only asparagus, so I guess it's the common one, is bright yellow-orange right now. Look for these 3, 4, 5 feet high. They almost look like they're flames of bright yellow-orange on the area in fields and along wood lines. And if you're lucky enough to be close to one, you'll see that many of them have these beautiful red berries on them. They're absolutely stunning right now. And not only are they stunning, but now is the time of year that you want to mark them. So get some flagging. I don't know, put something in the ground near where you see them, because in the spring, they are going to be there for your delectable consumption. You just have to know where they are. And knowing where they are can be aided by a flag, especially this time of year when they are so easy to see. So look for asparagus as you're driving around today or walking around in your yard or neighborhood, and mark it. If you don't mark it with a little flag, then mark it by triangulation. That big tree, this house, and that shed over there, and it's right where the three lines meet. The other thing I have to say is I was working on my driveway yesterday, and there was a raven that came flying by, and I don't know raven language very well, but I know a few phrases. And the raven was making some noise, and I called back to him with a couple of raven terms that I know. And he swung around and came over to see what I was doing, and he kind of made some circles overhead. And I just switched to English, and I was telling him how nice it was that he would come by and see what was going on. And upon seeing me, he changed his song. He folded his wings into his body, and he did a barrel roll. And then he flew about four flaps, and he did it again. And he did it right over the driveway and right over my head. And I don't know what it all means. I don't know if that raven was trying to do something for my entertainment. I can't even begin to assume what was going on in his head. But it sure made me feel in touch with him. So go out and get in touch with a raven in your neighborhood and call me and let me know how it goes for you. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for listening and tune in again next week.